So am I the only one who thinks that maybe, you know, individual drones are a bad idea? Okay, apparently so. Okay. I don't want my neighbor to have a drone parked in a, you know, first of all, it'll be right outside my window. I'll be looking at it all day, stupid drone. And then what are they going to do with them? I mean, what would you want a drone for?
On TV, I saw that they had this little drone in these big fancy houses in Hollywood. Like, it had a little camera on
Hollywood.
It. And they went through and they showed prospective potential buyers the house with this little hummingbird thing, like camera.
They flew the drone over to show them the house? How it's big was the house?
Well, the house was big, but the drone was really small. I don't know.
Sure, the Romneys will have drones.
Yeah,
they'll have
eight
drone hangar or something, you know, in La Jolla there.
But the regular man on the street, I don't know.
I don't understand why you'd want a drone. You can't commute with them. I mean, you could commute without you because there's your drone would go to work. Maybe your drone could go to work for you. You could drone it in. That seems kind of silly. Well, you know, each week we read actual memos. I say each week we get actual memos sent in by actual listeners and yada, 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 yada. And we got one here I thought was pretty good. I don't know if this seems to be. Sure. From a parish bulletin. You never know these parish bulletins, you know, because there's a lot of fudging on these. People make them up. There must be like a whole cottage industry of people cranking out parish bulletins, you know, because they can't all be that funny. You know? Usually involving the organist. I've noticed.
Yeah.
Or the church secretary. Those are the two ones. But this one does not. It reads as follows. It's from a church somewhere near Cleveland. And a parish bulletin for June the 3rd. It says, plans for parish swimming pool scrapped. After much study, our finance committee has determined that it would not be feasible to construct an indoor swimming pool in our church. See, that doesn't sound right, does it? I know they have those fonts and things, but that'd be ridiculous. As a result, we can now announce with certainty that those who have been arriving for Mass as if dressed for the pool need not do so. That's not fair. All right, let's try something. That's so obviously not real. Okay. This is good because it sounds very much like, if you've ever taught in school or been to school, this sounds a lot like it. So here it is. Mr. Blank is the current acting principal until June 8th. I will take those duties starting June 11th, office hours. All communications to anyone at central office must come through Mr. Blank or through me starting June 11th. This can be accomplished by simply CCing us to your emails. When in doubt, have it pre-approved before submitting. Pre-approved emails, right? Very important in life. Any communication to BOE members, Board of Education members, must be pre-approved before it is sent. This can be done via your house administrator or by me. The exception to this is if you are a resident of somewhere and are corresponding with BOE members as a resident. Those communications are your own private matters, but should not take place on contract time. In my conversations with staff members, clear communication was mentioned as an area we as a school community may need to improve on. Please make sure you follow protocols to make us all better and more informed. This is not being done to limit communication, but to make sure it is effective. If you have any questions, please let me know through proper channels. Thank you so much for all those memos. Yes, thanks for the memos is what I meant to say. And where can they send those memos, Mike
Arnold?
Well,
if they wanted to send those memos, they can send them to whatdoyouknow@wpr.org through email.
Okay.
Or the subject line memos should be there so that we know what it's about.
Okay.
We'd have to sort through them. It would be impossible if we didn't know. And another thing to do is go to notmuch.com, and you can post it there as well. So
okay.
Either way.
What about if you still like to put a stamp on a letter and mail it?
That's a great question,
Mike.
You know, I think I would mail it to.
Do you have any stamps on you? I could pass them out.
Yeah, I would mail it to Wisconsin Public Radio.
Are you looking to see what your address is?
Yeah, I'd send it to Wisconsin Public Radio.
What's the address?
That's 821 University Avenue, Madison, Wisconsin. 53706, Michael. That's how I do it the old-fashioned way.
Okay. But what if they don't have your card in your wallet?
They'll just listen to the podcast over and over again.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Now, it's not just memos. If people just want to send us communications, if they want to comment on the show or they suggest any suggestions, we're always open to suggestions, aren't we?
Yes, we are. We're absolutely open to that. Yeah.
Where would 100%. Those? Where would those? What would go
same
on,
place.
On the line there, the subject line on those then?
That would be comment or question would be the subject line. I think that's probably the best way to do it.
Okay, fine. If you want a complaint, where that, do we have?
Same place.
Do we still have that phone answering machine that people could just call on and leave? If so, what would the number be on that, Mike?
I think the number on that.
If people want to call the what do you know line?
That would be 1-800-WA-NO, wouldn't it?
Would it? Would that still work?
It would go there. Yeah, it would work there. That works.
Is it WA-NO or is it whack now?
It's whack now. It's also.
I wanted to hear you say it.
Whack okay. Now. There you go.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.